Thanks for joining me. Back to your calls very shortly on 1300 736 736. Adam Treloar, Collingwood star, is going to join me. Sean Higgins, North Melbourne star, also not far away. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Suppliers. Robot Building Suppliers have got it. And RapidTune Automotive will keep you moving. Book online at rapidtune.com.au. Tom Harley, Sydney Swan CEO, also about to join me in a matter of seconds for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. In fact, Tom Harley is on the line right now. Welcome to you, Tom. Great to have you back on the program.
Good day, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I'm not sure if you watch Footy Classified or whether you've heard the debate, but it sounds as if New South Wales and the grand final, if it's not at the MCG, are looming as the new favourite. Is that just speculation or is that a reality that there is a bit of lobbying being done in New South Wales at the moment?
Look, I'm across the news of that, and I know that the New South Wales government would be really keen to explore that, and it sounds like the conversations are being had between head office and New South Wales at the moment. And I mean, we're all feeling for everyone down in Victoria at the minute with the COVID situation. If the grand final can't be played there, you have to start to look at alternatives. And the facts are up in Sydney, we've got the SCG, obviously our home, but also ANZ Stadium as a potential option. So I'm sure that both parties are exploring it closely, and I'm sure that the consideration is serious.
Which venue would be the better grand final venue if it was in New South Wales, Tom? Would it be ANZ Stadium or the SCG?
I'd be the SCG, Dwayne. I've got to say that it's our home ground, and it would be a fantastic fillet for the SCG. It's interesting, the stadium structure, if you like. The Sydney Cricket Ground Trust, the equivalent of the MCC, is merging with Venues New South Wales. So the one body will be overseeing all of the facilities. So in effect, ANZ Stadium and the SCG will be managed by the same group. So I'm sure the government will be looking at the best outcome for them.
So as a CEO, Tom, not as an ex-player, what should be the deciding factor? Should it be the size of the cheque that the government writes the AFL to buy it from Victoria, given if Victoria can't host it? Should it be capacity, which would put ANZ Stadium in the box seat as well, given it would hold more than Optus Stadium in Perth or even the Adelaide Oval or even the Gabba? Or should it be a ranking system by the team that finishes highest on the ladder?
I'm going to be very uncontroversial, Dwayne, so it's a combination of all of those, I would suspect. Clearly, the fact that fans haven't been able to attend games in any really significant numbers as of this point in time would need to be a consideration to get as many people into the game as possible. Clearly, the finances of the industry have taken a significant hit, so that obviously plays into consideration. And this might be the one opportunity, given that the grand final's locked and loaded under contract to the MCG for the next 50-odd years, to perhaps reward the team that's the highest ranked if it's not a Victorian team, whether that be South Australia, Western Australia, Queensland or New South Wales. So a combination of all of the above.
So you think in some ways it would be fairer to reward the higher ranked team, even if it might end up being the finances that becomes the overwhelming factor?
I think it has to be part of the consideration, yes. We've heard the word unprecedented a lot, Dwayne, and this is an unprecedented year, so that would, in my view, be part of the consideration. And as I say, it's a unique year, and it's the grand final's forever been at the MCG. And after this year, I'm sure it will be until the contract expires. And obviously, non-Victorian sides, whether they finish top or not, play the grand final at the MCG. So this just might be an opportunity to look at it differently.
You're a South Australian originally, spent a lot of time playing professionally in Victoria, and now you're living in Sydney, Tom. Can I play you Malcolm Blight's comments? He says that the AFL should look after their own and hold the grand final in one of the footy states, if it's not in Victoria, either South Australia or WA, not Queensland or New South Wales. Here's Blighty from earlier today.
Hey, the idea of the grand final at ANZ Stadium, you would have done plenty of games there in the Channel 10 days. It's an awful stadium.
Yeah, look, I agree. I I think there's some things we should promote our game, and we're doing it beautifully with the teams in Sydney and the team in Brisbane. And I heard what you said, and I think either Perth or Adelaide, if it's not going to be the MCG, it's got to be Perth or Adelaide. You know, I think we've got to look after our own. In the dire straits of need, you look after yourself. And I think we've done that as a state, generally speaking, and also as a country. If you see the rampant stuff of COVID around the world, we've done pretty well. But you look after your own first. And I reckon we look after the AFL states, strengthy states first.
Your thoughts on that, Tom?
Look, I never thought I'd disagree with Malcolm Blight. I'll put that as a caveat at the start. But if we're truly to be a national game, the concept of looking after our own, I think, is at odds with that. I think you know, the fact that we've got two teams in Sydney, two teams in Queensland, obviously WA, South Australia, and the balance in Victoria. It can't be a traditional state, inverted commas, centric conversation. So I don't agree with those comments.
Footy-wise, Tom, are you on the rebuild or are you still in the premiership window? Can you give us a snapshot of where Sydney's at right now? Because I'm a little confused and you've got a massive game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we've clearly got a young side. As it stands right now with the team that we're putting out on the park on Sunday, really exciting that we've got two debutants from last year's draft. Our first pick five, Dylan Stevens, and Chad Warner was a second-round pick as well from WA coming in. The youth of our side, I think, has been exacerbated a bit right this present time due to injuries. Having a bit of a torrid time with key position players and ruckmen at the moment. So, look, we as a club have a philosophy that we compete to win every game possible. We're clearly in a stage where we're transitioning players through, and we have got some young players, and with younger players there are some teething issues at the moment. So, looking forward to seeing what Dylan and Chad in particular can do this week whilst managing expectations. But certainly the side has got quite young for this week, and it was for the last couple of weeks, primarily off the back of some injuries. So working our way through it at the moment, Dwayne. But it's a funny old season, this one, that you know, the results have been a little all over the shop, and we're looking forward to testing ourselves up against the Tigers, who have got some challenges on the injury front as well. But they are the reigning premiers for a reason, so a good test for us on Sunday up at the Gabba.
So how many is allowed in to that game, do you know? Is how many will be allowed to come and watch the game, and how many of your fans are going to head up?
Yeah, so I'm not sure on the exact numbers of who can get into the Gabba. I know that our Queensland-based members, there's an opportunity for them to be at the ground, and we're working with the Gabba on exactly that. So it's an interesting, I mean, I'd probably, to be fair, know a bit more about the game at the SCG tonight, our home ground between Geelong and the Brisbane Lions. And in New South Wales, we have capacity for 25% attendance. So for the SCG's case, that would be 10,000. However, it's not being opened up as much as that. I know that there's been ticketing opportunities provided to Geelong and Brisbane supporters who are based in Sydney. And the same applies to our supporters based in Queensland. So any support, I think, at this stage is good support. So looking forward to our Swan supporters up in Brisbane getting along and cheering the guys at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
So what do you expect the number to be for your game against the Gold Coast Suns at the SCG next week then?
Yeah, so we've got, as I say, the current health order allows for 25% capacity. I've got to say it's a bit of a watch across the country at the moment, but as it stands right now for games today, it's 25%. So in the vicinity of 9 to 10,000, we'd be looking forward to welcoming to the SCG for the first time, really, a crowd of any meaningful size. And we'll be communicating with our members exactly how we facilitate that, whether it's a ballot or the like. So we've also got clearly working with the SCG and their membership base as well, and the entitlements that their members have to attend the SCG as well. So constant dialogue with our members, but looking forward to having a crowd in the vicinity of 10,000 next week.
And you're not expecting to travel after this weekend for at least a month. That's the way it's looking, even though we've only got the fixture for round 7. Do you expect 8, 9 and 10 to be SCG or at least New South Wales based games?
Oh, I'm not sure we can be as definitive as that, Dwayne. You know, the fixture, I think, will be really interesting, and in how that transpires in the next couple of days as to You know, there's whether games are condensed and the like. There's a bit of commentary around it at the moment. No confirmation on that from the AFL. But look, I think the fact that as it stands right now in New South Wales, our borders are open to all states bar Victoria, so we can fly in, fly out. And clearly, the fixturing bosses will be looking at the 17-game season and trying to get that 8 or 9 home game mix right. So we would expect to play some games in Sydney. We'd expect to travel as well. I don't think it'll be a case, clearly, what it looks like with WA with a big bank of home games, but we'll wait and see.
And it wouldn't be an interview with the Sydney Swans CEO without a Lance Franklin question. How's he travelling?
No, he's travelling okay, Lance. He's back running now, which is good, and that's obviously the precursor to starting to join into skill. So we spoke about it being a 10-week injury at the start, which was, 6 weeks in. So hopeful around that 10, 11-week mark, he's starting to sort of push through some really intense training, and obviously that's the final box that you tick. So still a little while to go yet, but trending in the right direction.
Tom, great to have a chat to you. Just a little word of warning. We're 2 weeks away from Joe Danaher resuming, so you know what that's going to mean for every Tom Harley interview you do from then on.
Thanks for the heads up, Wayne. I look forward to those questions.
Tom Harley joining us, Sydney Swans CEO for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. We'll take a break. Your calls after at 1300 736 736. You're with Dwayne's World.